KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the final day of the month of July for 2018. Well, with Amador and Calaveras counties sandwiched between two major fires, the Carr Fire to the north and the Ferguson Fire to the south, areas of both counties are experiencing heavy smoke due to smoke drift. Public health advises community members that air quality may be unsafe at times for those with sensitive medical conditions. Residents with chronic health conditions, young children, pregnant women, and elderly adults should especially be aware and take protective measures. Now remember, if you see and smell smoke, take steps to protect your health, like minimize outdoor activities. Stay indoors with the windows and doors closed. Do not run fans that bring smoky air inside. If you have a wall unit air conditioner, set it to recirculate. Don't smoke, fry foods, or do other activities that will create indoor air pollution. And most importantly, if you have a chronic health condition or a family member or friend does, monitor that closely, and if symptoms worsen, call 911 and seek medical aid immediately.
Well, fire crews in Calaveras County battled two small grass fires yesterday. The first reported off Highway 4 near Hunter Dam Road below Avery. Fire units were able to stop the forward progress at about 6 acres. Then the second fire burned near the Red Hill Transfer Station off Red Hill Road in Vallecito. Fire crews able to quickly contain that fire to around just 1 acre. No structures lost, no injuries reported in either fire. The cause of both under investigation.
And local law enforcement agencies throughout the Motherlode have put out an alert regarding phony $100 bills. Over the past week, suspects have used bogus $100 bills to pay for items at a number of local stores. Local law enforcement in Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties are turning to the public for help to catch the suspects. If you feel you have accepted a fake bill or have any information regarding fake money, contact authorities right away with a description of the person and possibly the vehicle that they are driving. Remember, it is your responsibility to report a bogus bill.
Well, the Calaveras County Planning Department conducting a public meeting tonight, 6 p.m. in board chambers, to solicit input and comments from public agencies and the general public on the draft EIR for the general plan project. Comments received will be summarized by staff for inclusion in the final EIR. Those who wish to have their comments incorporated in the final EIR must submit their comments in writing. Again, the meeting time, 6 tonight in Calaveras Board Chambers.
And you can give the gift of life today. Blood Source will hold a community blood drive from 1:30 to 6:30 at the Valley Springs Sports and Fitness Center. The drive is sponsored by the Motherlode Council of the Knights of Columbus. Now you must weigh at least 110 pounds, be at least 16 years of age, and be in generally good health to donate blood. There's no upper age limit for blood donations. Today, if you donate, you will receive a Blood Source t-shirt and will be entered into a number of weekly drawings for some great items. Remember now, you must bring a photo ID. Please drink plenty of fluids before donating, and if you can, give the gift of life. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. Hazy from the smoke, both fires, Ferguson Fire and the Carr Fire. Again, heed the advice of public health, and if you have chronic breathing issues, stay indoors. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.